Hi, Ethan. How are you? Doing
right,
well?
How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. My name is Nadine Medina. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Tara. She does a wonderful job going over the basics. And congratulations. She tells me that you just started the company this year, so you're very new. That must be exciting.
Yeah.
How's it been going? You know, this first year so far.
I haven't gotten any jobs yet. It's kind of a side gig for me. I work for full time. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any jobs yet.
Okay. Well, what do you mind if I ask you? Like, what type of marketing are you doing to try to help you generate more business? Any social media or anything
Angelus.
Like that? Oh,
no,
okay. I'm familiar with them. All right. And I'm assuming they haven't started sending leads yet, right? It's fairly new.
I've got two, but I haven't heard anything back yet.
Okay. So two leads so far.
I'm assuming that's how y'all heard about me.
Well, it could possibly be. I wouldn't know exactly where they got your listing from, just because there's a position that opens up on the first page of Google. We're given a list of potential businesses that pre-qualify. So you have to have some type of online business, right? And like an online presence. So it could have possibly been when you signed up with them, because I did find just right now a profile for you. And that was just by typing in your company name. And that's the only thing that I saw come up. Sometimes if you have a Facebook page, or it looks like even AI overview kind of pulls you up as well. So somewhere you even have some type of social media presence. Do you ever go like on Facebook, like on the community pages?
I've advertised on, I can't remember the name of that, like Neighbors or something like that.
Okay.
Some neighborhood app they use in my area.
Yes. Okay, so that's like what I would call a community page, right, on Facebook, because AI pulled up something saying that there's some type of social media presence, and that could have been what happened too. So
okay. We
look for a company that provides a quality service, has a good reputation online, but most importantly, that can handle more business. And Ethan, I'm not talking about overwhelming you. It's to provide you really a steady flow of quality type of clients that you can pick and choose the jobs that you want to take without having a cost per call. Okay?
Right.
Now, with this listing being exclusive, we are looking for just one company. If that happens to be you and you want to take on this spot, we close it out. So we're not going to turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. And this is really to ensure that you get that maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that make sense so far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I'm glad that you mentioned that this is still a part-time gig for you, so you have a full-time regular job. How many
more
jobs would you be able to handle with this service, with the Frawley's Handyman Services? Like, say,
I could do probably two or three jobs a day.
Oh, wow,
jobs a day. I mean, I can, after I get off work at 3:30, and I don't stop till around midnight, so.
Oh, my gosh, well, you're definitely a go-getter. And you probably start early too,
bills.
Right?
Yeah,
that I get it. The bills got to get paid. They're not waiting.
That's right.
And then now
just
Tara mentioned
taking my stuff, and I don't want that.
Yeah, exactly. Now Tara did mention that you are going up to Hughesville, and that's like about a 30-mile radius. Is it both residential and commercial work that you do when it comes to the handyman services?
Commercial.
No commercial.
I don't do any
commercial
work. Yeah.
No worries. And is it more of, like you would say, the honey to-do list that you do or anything specific?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can do anything, really. I mean.
Okay.
So.
All right. You have any licensing and insurance set up yet, or are you still working on that?
I do not. Nope. Still working on it.
Okay,
I need to make
perfect.
The money before I spend some money, you know?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah. I hear you.
If I can make some money, then I'll be able to protect myself, but there's nothing to protect right now because I'm not making any money.
Yeah. Well, a package that I think would be a good one for you to start with would actually be our Platinum package, because it includes both the Google and the Facebook marketing. However, the way that we set it up, It is a fixed flat rate, and it's monthly. So you're not charged per call, per job, or per click. This platinum package is going to put you basically on the first page of Google in the local map section, which is where 90% of searches will start and stop. You will be listed on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. We submit to the directories of Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. So regarding Facebook, we do Facebook advertising, and those ads will retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location as soon as they perform that search on Google, because Google and the Facebook ads communicate. When they click on your ad, they call you. A lot of our clients have seen great results, Ethan. We do include a website that we build, host, and maintain, and we'll attach it where you're listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. Anyone using iPhone, Android, tablets, or voice searches can also pull you up on the first page search results. This package pretty much would cover all of your bases, and with the part-time, you know, business credit that I'm applying, basically what you're looking at is $299 a month. And that is a fixed flat rate.
Okay. I'm going to have to pass for now. Can y'all call me back in a couple months?
As long as we have, I'm going to actually put you on a list. So if something like this were to perhaps open back up, we would try to reach back out again. I couldn't tell you what would be available in the next couple of months because once these fill, they get closed out, right?
Right.
And typically they open when someone's either retired, moved out of the area, now needs to get verified in their new location, or they've sold the business and the new owner already has their own marketing in place, so they don't really want to inherit what the previous owner had. But, I mean, you definitely go back on a list. Is it still pricing that's kind of a little bit much for you, being that you just invested with the Angie's as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
I have to get started before I try to get big, you know?
Yeah,
and
well.
I can do a little bit of marketing myself, you know?
Yeah. And I don't want to be misleading either. This isn't going to like have you where you're overwhelmed, right? But typically where people begin their searches when they need a service is going to be on Google. Even Angie's uses Google, you know?
Right.
That's where they grab the leads from. But all right, Ethan. Well, sorry that we couldn't assist you with more. You know, hopefully in the future we might be able to work with you because there is a book of business that you're missing out on. So consider.
Right.
I know the price is a factor, right? But consider this too. Like, what's it costing you not being on there? You know? So.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you have yourself a very blessed day. Thank you for your time.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.